Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 116. We're talking about Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Dalet. Okay, we're talking once again about the Neros and different things. Once again, when we talk about a Ner over here in our Simanim, we're not talking about a Ner that we talk about like a wax candle in general. Generally, we're talking about that, the back in the day, the Ner that held the oil and you had a wick coming out of it. Okay, that genie type of looking vessel that was made out of clay. Okay, and you had the oil. And that's generally what we were talking about over here. So, here we go. You're allowed to place. This is another raya we talked about yesterday a little bit, is that you're allowed to put muksa, you're just not allowed to move muksa. A tree is definitely muksa. You're allowed to put something on a tree in terms of hilchos muksa. Over here, we have a little bit, there's a different separate problem of a tree. You're not allowed to mishtamish with an eitz. You're not allowed to use an eitz. You're not allowed to lean against an eitz on Shabbos. Not because of muksa, but a separate thing. Nevertheless, it says over here, you're allowed to light your candle, erev Shabbos, on a tree. Why? We don't have to be worried that you're going to go ahead and take it off the tree, and now you're a mishtamish with the tree when you go ahead and take it off. Why? Because it's muksa. It's muksa, near as muksa on Shabbos, and therefore we don't have to be choshesh that you're going to come and take it off the tree. On Yontif, it's a worse problem. Why? Because in Yontif, a ner is not muksa. A ner is not muksa on Yontif. You're allowed to take a ner from place to place on Yontif. And therefore, afraid you're going to put it on the tree, take it off the tree, and on Yontif. Therefore, you cannot light your Yontif candles on a tree. You're going to take it off, put it back on, and now you're using the tree. You're not allowed to use the tree on Shabbos, and therefore you're not be allowed to go ahead and do it. Sif Hey. Mutter lichpos ka'ar al gabi aner b'Shabbos kidesh lo yechazor b'korah. Like the Mishnah tells us in Masechet Shabbos, you're allowed to put a kli. Obviously, as the Mishnah Berurah points out at the end, there's a little bit of an error that it's going to be between. The kli is going to let in some oxygen so it does not put out the candle. You're not allowed to put out the candle. But you could put a kli, let's say you want to pay your freight over here, the flame. It's going to kadesh lo yechazor b'korah. There's a beam. There's a wooden beam on top of the ner. You're afraid it's going to catch fire, so you want to put a kli on top of the ner in order to keep in the flame inside over there. Obviously, once again, with a little bit of a hole either at the bottom or the top, so it doesn't get put out. That's going to be mutter to place a kli on top of a ner on Shabbos. Says over here, Siv Kadin Kav Dalid Shelo. Another, let's say it's giving you too much light. It's in a room where someone's sleeping. Therefore, you want to put a colored kli on top of it in order to block out the light. That's also going to be fun. Oh, and acher, similar to what we have, like, you have the Shabbos lamps nowadays where you have the kli that goes on top of the light. Even though nowadays they're usually made out of lead. Okay, the light that's giving is lead, and therefore it does not have a din of ace, like we've talked about it a couple times over here. Therefore, there's really no problem of moving a lead light on Shabbos. But let's say even if it was not made out of lead, it was made out of fluorescent or incandescent, you could still put the kli over the Shabbos light on the top of it because that would be exactly the din. Okay, achizer laniach ma'at avir bein a kli la'ner. Once again, you should leave off a little bit of air between the kli and the ner. Dimlo king yich ba'ner. And if not, then you're going to put out the candle. That's Simon Reish Ayin Zai. Let's move on to Reish Ayin Chet over here, which is also a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos that talks about if you have a chola in the house. If the chola house, we're talking about over here a chola sheyesh bo slakana, and therefore it says in order for the chola to get more sleep, you could put out the candle. If you need light in order to take care of the chola, you could reignite the candle. All that's in the farish over there in the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos. It says over here the Mechar. You're allowed to put out a candle. You're allowed to blow out a candle on Shabbos if it's for the needs of a chola sheyesh bo sakana. That's the farish over here in the Mechaber. Let's see a couple of these Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikon al Motraim Ram Perish Mishnah Shakata. The Davka Bishia Shala Hotia Chola Lamakam Acher. This is only talking about where you can't move the Chola to a different room. If you can move the Chola to a different room without obviously bothering him and making things worse. Oh, La Haster or Mimenu. Or you have another way of blocking the light. Virot Salomar Yede Kfias Kli Al Gabi. Like you put a Kli on top of it like we just learned in the last Halacha. Okay. Oh, milavor al is oh al yidei hotzal lechadar achar. Or if you could move the candle to another room, Okay, it'd be better to be over the Isra Muksa, which is only a Din Derabanan, than to blow out the candle, which even though it's also, we'll soon see, in this case it's also going to be a Din Derabanan, because the Malachash Sheinet Tzricha Legufa, okay, it's not needed for the sake of it itself, but nevertheless it still is a source of a Deraisa, and therefore it would be better to do it another way. If you don't have another way, you can go ahead and blow out the candle. Very interesting, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal brings down, he would know, he'd be holding in the Ralbag in Sefer Shmuel. Dibur Masel Yoter Tovi brings down the Ralbag in Sefer Shmuel, with the Kiboy Ner, Mutal Tzarf Pikuach Nefesh, Lo Tilto Ner. He says exactly the opposite of the Ralbag. He says better to blow out the candle than to be Metaltil the Ner. Udvarv Tmuim, he says. Ukfar Tama Lava Parshas Drachim, he brings down to those who already asked this Kasha on the Ralbag. Now, it says over here, Dibur Masel says Steve Cotton Gimel Hacholos Yesh Bo Shalkano. Why? Look inside. We have a lot of interesting things over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Shepikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. We all know that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, and therefore you could be over any Malach on Shabbos. Over here, the example is blowing out the candle. The command is Mishun Chavchas. Vuadin Kishemit Yarim Ein Lisim Shlo Yavo Alav V'Yargu. If the guy around you know, they sometimes tell you if they know there's like a terrorist around. Okay, the terrorist on the loose, they'll tell you to close all the lights in the house in order that they can't see inside the house. So in this case also, it's again for Pekuach Nefesh, that would be obviously mutter to go ahead and do. God came mutter lechavos. V'katvach ron indu adin mishviel choleshu sofik sakana. God came mutter lechavos. Very important. It's not only when you know v'vadai he's a choleshesh bo sakana. Even if you have a sofik that he's a choleshesh bo sakana, you're allowed to mechalo Shabbos for the chola, anything that's a need for the chola. Over here, you would say, what does he need? I'll sleep with the light on. No, anything that's a need for the chola, you're allowed to go ahead and do. Avel, bishvil chola she'ein bo sakana asur lechavos lekuli. Everyone agrees. If it's a chola she'ein bo sakana, he's got a bad flu, he's got other things that are, he's very sick, but he's not a chola she'ein bo sakana, you're not allowed to be over malacha for him. Okay, we saw you could ask a guy to do it. You'd be allowed to ask a guy to do a malacha, even a malacha d'oraisa, for a chola she'ein bo sakana that we saw earlier on. Vafilu la poskin disfil odein al kiboy chiyuv chatas, even according to the poskin that holds that blowing out a candle is not a chiyuv chatas mishum navi malacha shein tzirich legufa, because it's a malacha shein tzirich legufa, we can't get into all the dinam of malacha shein tzirich legufa, but we'll see a lot of it over here in this Mishnah Berurah. Afilu hachi asur medivrei sofer, it's still going to be asur medivrei sofer. Ulekach nikres malacha shein tzirich legufa, why would it be called malacha shein? You're doing kiboy. What's a better example of kiboy? Nevertheless, what is malacha shein tzirich legufa? Malacha shein tzirich legufa is a malacha that's not done for the exact purpose that the malacha is normally done for. What do we see there? Sharei ain't tzarich l'tachlis a malacha. You don't need the tachlis. Ki ain't tzarich l'kibui bishul atzla. You don't need the kibui for the kibui's sake. El shemuchab mneiza ini. You're cluttering off for another ini. Kigon kidei shiyishan achola. In order that the chola could go ahead and sleep. We'll see the example in 1 second. What's malacha shetzirich tzarich? What would be a better example of malacha shetzirich? We'll see in a second. He doesn't want to waste all the olive oil inside the candle. He's cheap. He doesn't want to lose all the olive oil. So blowing out the candle would only be in a certain abundance. It's malacha shein tzirich legufa. You're doing the malacha for the oil's sake. Or you're worried about the nair itself. Okay, he says, v'chein adimyon, 2 lines down. Bishar malachos, kigon achol for gumo, samo, who digs a hole in the ground. That's chafira, that's choresh. Ve'ein sarich el lofra, but you're doing it because you want the dirt. Shamalacha yila guma. The malacha is making the hole. You don't care about the hole, you want the dirt. Ve'chayu ve'bayis mishum, so therefore it's a malacha shein etzrich el gufa. But if it's in the house, ve'chayu ve'bayis mishum bono, besada mishum choresh, ve'kevet, ve'ein sarich leguma, ami malacha shein etzrich el gufa. Generally, digging a hole in your house is bona, or digging a hole in the chatzer is choresh, but when you're doing it because you want the dirt, not because you want the hole, that's malacha she'ein tzarich legufa. Now you got to see what is malacha she'tzarich legufa. Ve'ein lecha kiboy tzarich legufa. There is no type of blowing out a candle that's considered malacha tzarich legufa that's going to be chayiv. Ela kishu mechabe eitzim kidei lasos lam pechamim. Unless you're blowing out the wood because you want the ashes from the wood. Okay, so therefore you need the adafka to blow out the, if you don't blow it out, you're not going to get any ashes. You need the ashes right now. You're blowing out to use the ashes from the kibui. Then that's malacha shetzarech legufa. Dalozet tzarech legufa malacha. Shari iyashar lasa pchamim, iloshi yichabe, you can't make pchamim if you don't blow out the candle. So that's the only example of malacha hatzricha legufa. Okay, so that is
A couple of interesting things over here in terms of that. Let's start. Simin Reish Ayin Tet. Dine Tiltel Haner B'Shabbos. Now we're actually talking about being Metaltel Haner B'Shabbos. Nirshi Dliko Bavoto Shabbos. You have this candle once again, this genie type of thing, the cheres with the oil, and then, now you lit it, that was your Shabbos candle, you lit it before Shabbos. Finally, your Shabbos candles were just the candles that were lit in other places in the house. Nirshi Dliko Bavoto Shabbos. Afo B'Shikava, even now the light goes out. There's no more oil. It's 11 o'clock at night. The candles go out. Aser l'taltalo. You're still not allowed to metaltal the ner. Why? Because the ner became a basis l'davar aser. The shalheves, the ner, the flame, is the muksa, as we learned earlier. And the flame is muksa, and it makes everything underneath it also a basis l'davar ha'aser. Okay? It says the Mishnah Berurah over here. V'asif kod na'aluf, v'ayinu afilo nishar bo shemen klal. Even if there's no oil left, v'atam, dekeven de bein ha-shmashos ha-yasr betiltel. Since you couldn't move the candle at bein ha-shmashos l'fishanasa nir v'ashemen v'apsila. The candle, the shemen, the oil, and the wick all become a basis l'shal heves. They all became a base to hold up the flame. Shud davar asr betiltel, which is asr to move a flame. You're not allowed to move a flame on Shabbos. Therefore, they all become muksa. Umido amigo diskatsi ben ashmashos is katsi lekuliyama. Because since it was muksa ben ashmashos, it's muksa during the time between Shkia and Zeis, it becomes muksa now the whole Shabbos. Once something comes into Shabbos muksa, it stays muksa less of Shabbos. Vizel nikra gemara muksa machmas machmas iser. The kaimalan bali isur, this is called muksa machmas iser, which we hold is going to be aser. So the ner is a basis l'davar aser, you're not allowed to go ahead and use it. Okay, come Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin, so what about other electronic, guys? It's all electronic things. A fan, a light. Heater is going to be worse, perhaps, but similarly, are you allowed to move those to become a basis l'davar aser? Also, look inside. Sidirim asel l'shal heves, machshirim chashmaliyim. Hapoli Mishabbos. If you have electronic devices that are working on Shabbos, oh, omnimly folly they show on Shabbos, or they're set up to work with a Shabbos timer. Im ein behem chut lahat, if they don't have a chut lahat. Okay, what's a chut lahat? It's the heat, I don't know, I forgot to say it in English, but the chut lahat, the thing that gets hot. Well, like a heater, the thing. Like, oh, the oil, yeah, there's coils, it's like that. Im ein behem chut lahat, if it does not have that kigon ma'aver, like a fan does not have any heat source to it. Okay, ain't a buses of davar aser. There's nothing a buses of davar aser over here. Therefore, when meila mutu l'taglum b'shavas, b'li l'nit kamina sheka. If you're not going to be worried, if you're not going to go ahead and remove it from the outlet of the wall, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. You're allowed to move your fan on Shabbos. It's not a problem moving your fan on Shabbos. It's not a problem because it has no heat source. Things that have heat sources, like a heater, that is more problematic to move because that's like moving the actual nair like we saw before. He says, "Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa Katov Shehetu Raklet Zarach Kufa Makomo." The Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa, perhaps it's only going to be mutter if you need to move it. You want to move the fan towards your direction. You have to have a need why you're moving it. You can't just move it. Go ahead and move it. Stop. Let's go ahead and finish off this mechaber. V'chein Motor Hashem and Shemadir. Also, the leftover oil. If the candle goes out, but there's leftover oil inside the ner. Shabbos was lit in that Shabbos. Aser l'taltlo, you're not allowed to taltlo. You can't go ahead and use the extra olive oil left in the candle and dress your salad with it. Ulisav menu boto Shabbos and use it on Shabbos. That is considered muksa, and therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and use the rest of the oil on that Shabbos. Ad kan for today.